Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coffee Break. My name is John. I come to you from Mindset of Awesome. I'm so glad that you were here today. We're going to be talking about what a real friendship, what a real relationship, real accountability will bring to your life. It's going to be impactful. It's going to be real, honest, and it's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. We're going to jump into that right now. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. I want to talk about accountability, and I want to talk about accountability kind of in a different light. I had a really good conversation with a guy that I trust, that I allow to hold me accountable when I get sideways. Not that I'm sideways, I've got myself in a little bit of a corner, and I'm struggling with trying to get out. So I called and I said, "Hey man, I'm struggling here." And he says, "Okay, let's talk about this." And so he gives me a list of some things that he knows that I'm doing. He's like, "But are you really doing everything?" And I'm like, "Well, I can't think of anything else." And he brilliantly gave me six things that I was not doing. He said, "Well, if you're not doing that, then you're not really doing everything you can." And that stung, but it was the truth and I needed to hear it. And that's what a real friend, and I'm not talking about as like your best friend. I'm not talking about a buddy that's going to always be there. I'm not talking about a buddy that'll lift you up when you're feeling down. What I'm talking about is someone who is willing to go into that tunnel of chaos to tell you the God's honest truth in a loving way. Now, the tunnel of chaos is something that I love to talk about, because it's that precipice of the relationship. It's that moment when you step back before the words come out of your mouth and say, "Am I willing to go into this knowing that I'm probably going to either hurt their feelings or piss them off?" And that's the tunnel of chaos. Because if you say it, you have just as much expectation for a fight or hurt feelings or a really hard discussion, or actually doing what you hope to accomplish in the conversation. Are you looking to build your own company? Are you looking for the easiest way to turn your passion into an income? Why don't you look at Podia.com? Sell your online courses, memberships, and digital downloads all with Podia, with no technical headaches, zero transaction fees, and unlimited everything. The easy way is you create your product, add it to Podia, start selling. The hard way, you've got to go out, create your product, buy a domain, set up a website, find some video or hosting platform. Everything you have to do to get it off the ground. Not with Podia. Podia makes it easy. With unparalleled customer support, it's what I use. I encourage you to visit Podia. And if you follow my link at johncdonahue.com/podia, you can get a free 14-day trial. johncdonahue.com/podia. That's Podia, P-O-D-I-A. So by rights, this guy said what he said to me, and I could have, you know, done something like I would have done 10 years ago. It's bowed up and like, "No, man, you're wrong. I've done," you know, and then we're in the chaos. You know, the same thing happens if you're in a relationship with someone romantically. You're married, you're dating, and the person asks you a question. And then in your mind, you're like, "If I say what I'm about to say, I'm going to get into the tunnel of chaos." And you say it anyway, independent of the outcome, because ultimately this person needs to hear this information, but it's going to cost either an argument or some hard feelings, or it could be really, really devastating. So you have to be willing sometimes to get into that tunnel of chaos. And that's where, you know, when I talk about accountability partners, when I talk about people who want you, or you allow them to hold you accountable, that's why I always say, you know, sometimes friends aren't the best accountability partners. Sometimes spouses aren't, because there's some hard things that need to be said and it doesn't always go well. So you have to really process that. That's where coaches come in so uniquely, because, you know, you do have a relationship with a coach, but it's not the same thing if the coach tells you that you're slacking in this area. It's not the same thing if your spouse tells you that. If your spouse tells you that, then it could be an issue. If your coach tells you that and then you get mad at them, then the coach's response is, well, you know, this is what you brought me in for. You want me to help you get better. This is me helping you get better. You know, we agreed on the front end. You said you wanted to do X, Y, and Z. To accomplish X, Y, and Z, you have to do these two things, and you're not doing these two things. So that's how that works out. That's how that relationship benefits you. Having someone who is holding you accountable on a professional level, sure, you can fire them. But the truth is, if you hire them and you have a really good relationship and you both agree on the front end, the parameters of the accountability, that's when the magic happens. That's when you can start seeing growth. So I'm very lucky. I have this person who I do call a friend, but who's holding me accountable. But do you have that person in your life? Do you have that person who's, you know, in a position where they can talk to you and hold you accountable and tell you the hard truths with full knowledge of the tunnel of chaos, but still having to do it anyway? If you don't have that person, reach out, talk to me. I would just love to talk to you. Maybe I can help put you in the right direction, maybe connect you with the right person to help you. I would love that. Whatever I can do to help you, just let me know. Even if it has nothing to do with accountability, you can DM me, you can find me, you can email me, you can hit me up on the website. I would love to help you be more awesome. That's my goal in life, all right? Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.